Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. If you've got a rundown or overgrown lot in your neighborhood that needs a little fixing up, well, turns out you've got a chance to do something about it. Last year, the City of Milwaukee received a two-year grant to improve blighted lands in neighborhoods that are underfunded. Now in its second year, the city is getting ready to distribute the grant money. It'll go to anyone who has an idea of how to fix up the problem lot and has support from neighbors. The grants will be given to residents in 9 neighborhoods total. Leah Kershaw and Miles Schuler are two AmeriCorps Vista workers who are part of the Milwaukee Love Your Block program. In a conversation with WUWM's Olivia Richardson, they give the ins and outs of the grant program and also give ways residents can get involved in making their neighborhood more beautiful.
What is this Love Your Block program?
The goal is to fight blight and improve community engagement within cities. The Milwaukee Love Your Block program specifically focuses on vacant city-owned lots so people can apply to receive funds up to $1,000 to transform a lot into something that they would use.
Yep. So some examples would be like a community garden or art installations or a walking path, a rain garden, pretty much anything that's not a permanent structure that has people gather and just have a bigger sense of community and just make the space more useful.
Love Your Block grant that the city received is only for 2 years. Last year, they spent most of their time preparing the documents required for applications and all the logistical stuff of what the program is actually going to be. And this is the second and final year. And so we're more focused on promotion and doing as many projects as we can.
So it's like an application that people can apply and they will get selected. Is that how it works?
Mm-hmm.
And so like what's the criteria?
The criteria is that the project falls within certain boundaries. So we're only offering this program in 9 Milwaukee neighborhoods. They're called the targeted investment neighborhoods, which are basically boundaries within larger Milwaukee neighborhoods. So that's one criteria. And then the other ones are to make sure that the community is engaged, that the project is a community initiative and not just one person wanting something, and then also that the lot is blighted, that there is an issue with the space.
Yep. Yeah. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a city-owned lot, but that's our primary focus. It could also be a city-owned property and do like an artistic board up, so cleaning it up a little bit if there's trash around or if there's overgrown weeds, and then have like a local artist or have community residents kind of paint the board so they're not like that ugly, normal green boarded up board that is usually used for city-owned properties that are boarded up.
So what are the 9 neighborhoods that the program is focused on?
So it's Brody, Century City, Clark Square, Harambe, Roosevelt Grove, Tri-Block, Walker Square, Washington Park, and West Burnham Park in Silver City.
Cool. And so what kind of projects are you hoping? I know you said like a community garden or just cleaning it up, but is there anything maybe like unique that people could do?
I mean, we're really open to unique and creative ideas. We're just throwing out like a community garden and a pocket park and art installations because that was the project that we did last year. But we're really looking forward to see if there's some even more cool things to have, like possibly a community stage. Again, it can't be a permanent structure, but if it was like a slab of some sort that can be an outdoor classroom, or if people want to do open mic nights or something like that, something that will make, again, the lot more useful, more of a community gathering space.
And then was there any success from last year? Any stories that you love from last year of things that people have done that could be kind of influential for this year, inspirational this year?
My personal favorite one is the Walnut Hill Community Garden and Pocket Park because they added a fence in and it's nice and bright and colorful. And the person who applied for it had their grandchildren involved, so it was like really resident-led and also kind of like a family affair. So that one personally is my favorite.
I don't really have a favorite, but the applicant was an individual resident who's fairly involved in the community, and especially with the community gardens around there. And there was this guy who would use the lot as like a driveway, basically, to his garage. And so this person would drive over these people's gardens, and they tried to
put up one of those orange plastic fencing to kind of deter that. But
not the prettiest and not as effective as the fence that we were able to help put up last year. Another story, the Keefe Avenue Pocket Park, which is located on 2nd and Keefe. It was a very large pocket park. It was four separate lots, all used to have houses on them. There was already a park that was put on there with a stone path that went through and planter benches where people could sit. But over time, those planter benches were, the paint was peeling off, and the grass started growing over the stone path. And so we were able to go in and put in a wood chip path and partnered with Sherwin-Williams for all of our projects, actually. But they sent in paint interns to help paint the planter benches and make it all nice and colorful again. But then after we completed that project, we were contacted by Habitat for Humanity, who was like, hey, these are really nice lots. We're interested in building houses there. So we might see houses put up in the next couple years on those lots. So at first that may seem like the work we put in was for naught. But this is the eventual goal of all this, is to make the space usable, and eventually someone will come in and be able to use that space to live.
Mm-hmm. Just reinvesting into the community. Mm-hmm. And these park benches or planter benches can be moved elsewhere and placed throughout the community, so it's not like it's just going to disappear. We want to make sure that it still stays part of that community story. And remember, we did that project and it's still here.
Leah Kershaw and Miles Schuler are two AmeriCorps Vista workers who are part of the Milwaukee Love Your Block program. They spoke with WUWM's Olivia Richardson.